Today we're continuing in the 10th Perek of Maseches Trumos, and today we're learning Mishnayos, Tes and Yud of Perek Yud of Maseches Trumos, and we're continuing to discuss the idea of Kavush, that when two things are pickled together, are soaked together in brine of some sort, that the tam transfers from one to the other. So the Mishnah tells us, Chagovim Tameim Shenich Bishu Im Chagovim Tahorim. If let's say you have kosher grasshoppers that are pickled or soaked together with non-kosher grasshoppers, there are some grasshoppers that are kosher, you need to have a Mesaru for it. There are certain Sephardic Jews, I believe, certain Temanim maybe, that have a Mesorah for it and will actually eat grasshoppers, but generally speaking, it's not something that so many people eat, but technically there are such a thing as a kosher grasshopper. So if you have kosher grasshoppers and non-kosher grasshoppers that are pickled together, lo paslus serum, the non-kosher grasshoppers will not asser the brine that comes out from the body juices of these grasshoppers, because the brine is not made up exclusively of non-kosher grasshopper brine, it's also made up of juices from the bodies of the kosher grasshoppers. So it doesn't even matter what percentage is kosher versus not kosher, the tzir is going to be kosher. And the Bar Tanur explains, because it doesn't really have a din of dam, it's only considered like moisture. But the Tanakhama seems to be assuming that if it were purely tzir of non-kosher grasshoppers, then it would be aser. It's only because it's a mixture of the two that we assume that it's going to be kosher. So it says the Mishnah, but hey, Rabbi Tzaddok, al tzir chagavim temeim shu tahor. Rabbi Tzaddok goes even a step further, and he says that the pure juice of non-kosher grasshoppers is tahor, that it's going to be perfectly kosher. Now, the simple reading of the Mishnah is that tahor means that it's kosher. The Bar Tanur writes, Lomi bayadein oser es taruvaso elohu atzmo tahor. Tahor means that it's kosher. And he says, Valacha keidusus Rabbi Tzaddik, and that lacha is like this edus of Rabbi Tzaddik. Whenever you have heid, you could be rest assured that this Mishnah appears in Maseches Eduyos as well. Because Maseches Eduyos is not about any given topic, it's a collection of different topics, but it's eduyos that people shared, that they have halachos that otherwise might have been forgotten, that they remembered from other Talmidei Chachamim of a previous generation. So that's the heid Rabbi Tzaddik, and we paskin like his edus. However, even though tahar over here l'chora means kosher, if you look at the Tosas Yom Tov, he says lashon harash b'yushalmi mahu tahar milahachshir halitami kol shumetame, that Torah over here means that it's not one of the mashkim that is machshir to be mekabel tuma, but it itself could become tame. So it's actually a lashon of tuma and tahara over here. It's not tahar in terms of like a kosher item, but it's tahar in terms of ritual impurity, that it's not able to be machshir something to be mekabel tuma. But the simple reading is that tahar means that it's kosher. Now the Mishnah discusses again pickling or soaking two things together. Kol nechbashim zem zem utarim, when two types all types of regular vegetables that are pickled together, the halacha is if you have chulin and truma that are pickled together, they're all going to be mutter for a non-kohen, meaning the chulin vegetables will remain mutter for a non-kohen. We don't assume automatically that the chulin vegetables become usher for a non-kohen on account of absorbing the flavor of truma, ela imachasis, unless it was with a sharp vegetable. You have like onion or garlic, there's a question of how much else is considered a davar charif, but if you have something that's a davar charif, something that's very sharp, like onion or garlic, so that will allow the pickling to affect the transfer of taste. Normally, taste only transfers from one item to another when there's heat, when two things are cooked together. So when two things are cooked together, you don't need anything to be sharp. Taste transfers automatically. But when two things are pickled together, since it's cold, taste doesn't transfer unless one of those things is sharp as well. We have a similar principle when it comes to like cutting an onion with a knife, that even though everything is cold, normally taste only transfers when it comes to heat, but you cut an onion with a knife, so we assume the combination of a davar charif with duchka de sakina, the pressure of the knife, it affects a transfer of taste. So chas shel chulinim, chas shel truma, if you have a sharp vegetable of chulin and a sharp truma vegetable, or yerek shel chulinim, chas shel truma, or a non-sharp chulin vegetable with a sharp chuma vegetable, and they're pickled together, aser, so then the chulin vegetable becomes aser, because it absorbs aser for a non-kohen, because it absorbs the tam from the chuma vegetable. Aval chasa shel chulin, yarek shel chuma mutter. But if you were to have a sharp chulin vegetable with a non-sharp chuma vegetable, we assume that the non-sharp chuma vegetable is not polate, it does not release any of its tam, because it is not sharp and there is no heat, even though the chulin vegetable is sharp. So what a sharp vegetable will do is that it's more likely to release tam, to give off tam, but it is not more likely to receive tam. And therefore, as long as the truma vegetable is not sharp, everything is going to be kosher. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Tess we learned that if you have grasshoppers that are kosher and non-kosher that are pickled together, so we have Machlokas, Tanakama says, any ta'roves of the tzir, of the brine of the two types of grasshoppers is going to be kosher, and Rabbi Tzadok went even further and he said even pure non-kosher grasshopper brine is going to be kosher. And Mishnah Yud we said that the only way pickling is going to cause a transfer of tam is if there's something that is sharp, one of the vegetables is sharp, and the vegetable that's sharp is the one that's going to release its tam to the other vegetable. So if you have a sharp truma vegetable, even with a non-sharp chulin vegetable, that chulin vegetable is now going to be usher for someone who is not a kohen to eat. So tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph.